Here we are. It is meal prep day. We are going into week 7. Oh my goodness, this program has just changed my life. It is amazing. Today we are going to prep some carrot cake muffins, and we're going to bake and roast. Do a little roasting of some chicken with squash and some Brussels sprouts, which is crazy because normally I would not pick Brussels sprouts as one of my favorite vegetables, but it's really surprising what your palate tastes and your taste buds, how much they change after eating so clean for the past 6 weeks. So I challenge people to cleanse their palate so that they can change and taste food differently, because normally people would not just be apt to order Brussels sprouts off of a menu. We tend to go for a little more on the safe approach and safe route and order broccoli or corn or carrots. So Brussels sprouts is definitely out of the comfort zone, but once you have given your palate a chance to cleanse itself and adapt to new taste buds and figure out new taste buds that you have, you will be surprisingly shocked at new flavors that you would not normally have eaten before. So I challenge everybody today to go and pick a vegetable that is not something they normally would eat, or pick a fruit that is something they wouldn't normally eat. Brussels sprouts is something I've adapted to the last few weeks and just enjoyed roasting them. I've also surprisingly love plain Greek yogurt, which is, again, something I would never normally pick. I've always picked yogurt, flavored yogurt, and always have yogurt in my house. I've never decided to ever pick non-flavored yogurt, and especially Greek non-flavored yogurt. Greek yogurt is amazingly surprising in its flavor and texture. So I know there's a lot of people that love yogurt but tend to stay away from Greek yogurt because of the texture. It is a lot thicker than, say, Yoplait 2% yogurt or low-fat yogurts. But again, my taste buds have dramatically changed over the past 6 weeks, and this flavor is now something I've picked up and enjoy. So surprising to myself, I am eating a lot more things that I normally wouldn't have eaten before, that now I'm on the 80-day obsessed program and do an 80-day obsession. I am just so proud that I'm going outside of my comfort zone. So today's testament and call to action is to go outside your comfort zone and pick something that you normally wouldn't pick. It's going to be challenging because, again, we tend to feel okay and we tend to lean towards what is comfortable to us. And it is a lot harder to go outside of the comfort zone and do something that you may not like in the beginning, but if you give it a chance and eat something more than once, I don't think it's going to take once to say I really enjoy something. I think sometimes it takes a few times and a few different ways of learning how you liked it cooked. I think if you challenge yourself, you will definitely find ways that you can learn to eat several different flavors and challenge yourself with adapting to several different flavors, and you will be surprised that you actually like it. So that's call to action. Have an amazing rest of your Sunday.